Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queens. What's brangin', nigga?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long. Live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah. So keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape, the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boys, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Went Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Ooh, hey, Black Poet, Screwball Radio, live from the Matrix. My nigga fucking eat mass. My nigga bomb it. What's goody, my G's? How y'all?
Ooh, hey.
I'm a direct, man. Feeling good, man. Blessed to be rocking with y'all for another Saturday.
Yeah, man. Saturday, new Saturday. Fucking tough week for hip-hop, yo. You know what I'm saying? Before we even start this shit, man, you know, gotta say rest in peace. Motherfucking K. Slay, man. One of the best. Everything to do it. He's all hip-hop. From graffiti on the wall to DJing, MCing, everything. Pure hip-hop. Rest in peace, King. Drama King.
Most definitely.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Rest in peace to Smack, a.k.a. Smack, your favorite DJ, man. Those tapes are so legendary, man. So we going to keep the bar going for them.
Yes, we must. We must, yo, because he was one of the DJs that definitely repping the underground niggas hard. You know what I'm saying? All the time. Like, you want to see what's next, what's popping? You got to check K. Slate. He got the next dope nigga, next dope song. Damn, man, we lost the dope one, man.
Yeah, most definitely.
That was definitely a tragic loss, man. And they supposed to be having his, I think, memorial tomorrow in Harlem.
Yeah, at the Apollo.
Yeah, man. They gonna ride the homie around uptown.
Yeah, he was from Harlem, you know.
Three pure King. Harlem.
You know, shout out to King Dez, man. That was his graph name, you know. And he was legendary, man. He bombed with the greats from Case 2 to Scheme to, you know, a lot of the graffiti icons, man. He was an icon in the graffiti world, you know. Like, I know legends in the graffiti game that looked up to his to him. You know what I'm saying? Because he was that much of a legend in the graffiti world as well. Not only in hip-hop, but, you know, in the graffiti world, you know?
Crazy. It's crazy.
But, yeah, man, I think we have our guest. I think we have our guest on the line tonight. Comment, tell us what this gentleman is all about, man. Who we bringing on?
Man, you know, this is there's a BX representative. You know, his right-hand man was someone I knew very well. You know, another graffiti legend, near KGB. You know, four-train veteran, Jerome Mav and Elliot. You know, his brother right here, he goes by the name of St. Ivan. Oh, I hear echo. But he goes by St. Ivan the Terrible. And,
the Terrible.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's real. He's about his shit, you know what I mean? So I had to get this guy on here. You know, he ain't no popcorn rapper, real militant, real religious in his shit. You know, everything that hip-hop is trying to walk away from, this guy embodies that, you know? Pure hardcore lyrics. Pure nothing but, you know, open that third eye up, you know? It's definitely for the thinkers. If you're not a thinker, his music ain't for you.
Big Ivan, the Terrible. Where you at, Don?
Hey, I'm right here.
What's good, peace, man? Peace, man, it's Poet, man. It's Poet, man. How you, man?
I'm good, family. Nice to meet you, man. Good to hear you.
Yeah,
good.
Man,
Comic,
yeah,
what's
man.
Up, my brother? Peace.
Yeah,
peace,
man.
Peace, my brother.
You know, Comic
glad
gives
you
a lot of props coming from the Bronx, man. I know shit was real coming from the Bronx in your era, man. Well, whatever you came up in, what's your era?
I'm the 90s, man. The late 80s, early 90s. You know, I'm 47 years old. You know, I'm 47
so
years old, so, you know.
Your influences was similar to mine, you know, almost a little something, man. Who got you into spitting?
Oh, man. Well, to be real, like, the first time I, like, really understood, like, what was being said was The Message. You know what I'm saying? That was, what, 82? So I was about, like, 8 going on 9.
Yeah.
Like, that was the first time I really understood and I could relate to, like, what was being said. And that was, like, one of the first joints that I could, like, you know, start to remember to recite. And then, you know, going on, you know, with, you know, other groups like the Fat Boys and things of that nature and coming up in that era as a youngster. But when I first, like, really said, yo, let me try to do this, was, you know, that era of them giants, man, you know, Chris and Rakim and Kane and Slick Rick and LL and, you know, Guru, rest in peace and stuff. But the first time I tried to crack at it was Follow the Leader. I actually sat down and wrote out the whole song of Follow the Leader. And that's how I learned how to count bars. You know what I mean?
So you got the music bug, man. You got the music bug just sound like in you. Like, you know, any of your families into music or ever did any music that you know of?
From what I heard, my mom told me that my grandfather was like in a salsa band, and you know he was a conga player and all that stuff. So, you know, that's in there. My mom, you know, used to sing and stuff like that, and my pops, not so much sing, but you know, play around a little bit with the turntables and, you know, yeah, it's a lot of history, man. Like my
used to hear a lot of songs coming up with the beats on it. And like, if you was a producer back then, you could have got all the ill samples from your pops.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I remember crates of records that my pops had, because there's a lot of history with my father. So, yeah, like, for real, you know. Yep.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope, man. And coming
yeah,
up
for
from
those
the
that
Bronx,
don't know,
I know you had a lot of Bronx influences, like, who's your, like, top Bronx influences that you fuck with?
As far as what, on the rapping tip or just overall, like, just, in general, like, just...
In hip-hop, period.
Man. Well, I've had the opportunity, you know, coming up to be able to partake in pretty much every aspect of the culture. But the main two that I definitely was always been knee deep in has been MCing and the graffiti game. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, heavy with it. Heavy.
Right, right. Your affiliations, like who you affiliate with, what other MCs and DJ crews and shit you be fucking with up there.
Well, I mean that's the thing. Like, I wasn't just, even though being from the Bronx, like the graffiti game, comment to tell you, you know, the graffiti game allowed us to be pretty much to be like nomads. So, you know, we was like traveling everywhere, because the goal in graffiti is to go all city. So even though I'm from the Bronx, or we be from the Bronx, my squad, you know, our goal was to make sure everybody in every other borough would see us. So I was in Brooklyn, I was in Queens, I was in Manhattan, down in the Ville, even venturing out to Staten Island. And, you know, I found myself a lot in Brooklyn. Brooklyn became like my second borough home. I used to hang out in Brooklyn a lot, be in Brooklyn a lot. So, like, with the rap, my first rhyming partner was actually Pumpkinhead, rest in peace.
PH.
That was my first rhyming partner. You know, and he used to, you know, come along with me sometime to do some bombing missions, and, you know, he had a tag name and stuff, you know. Man, I was all over, bro. I mean, you know, that era was different. You know what I mean? It was real different. I used to be in Staten Island a lot. I used to be in Park Hill. I used to hang out with the UMCs as a youngin'.
Ooh.
Like 15, 16 years old, man. Like, be around them.
Yeah, a lot of hip-hop in your DNA. A lot of hip-hop in your DNA, man. So, words, bro. I know. I ain't going to be the only one asking you questions. I know Kami wants to get some questions. I don't want to take up all the questions, so I'm going to let Kami ask you some questions.
Before I get into the questions, you know, my man St. Ivory is a producer as well. You know, produced a lot of joints for himself, produced joints for other people, you know. I ain't got too many questions because I already know his cloth. You know what I'm saying? I know where he come from. But my one question is, where does the St. Ivan the Terrible come from? Just because he was a ruthless conqueror, or, you know, like what made you decide, like, this is what I'm going to go by?
That's a great question. And a lot of people, not too many people ask that. Well, it stems from, I was a part of a crew at one time. I ain't gonna say their name, but I was a part of a crew one time that I founded, and basically the premise of the crew was everybody had a saint name, and the reason why everybody had a saint name, because what we represented was an era in history that not too many people are aware of, known as the Byzantium Empire. So when you look at the Byzantium, or the Byzantine Empire, you'll see that a lot of the rulers of Europe were actually people of color. They were black. You know what I mean? So a lot of people don't know that Ivan the Terrible was actually black. He was a light-skinned Negro. You know what I'm saying? There's tons of paintings and icons to prove that. So, you know, you had different members within the team that had different saint names, and, you know, Ivan the Terrible went with another name that people was calling me prior in my old days, you know, with my old partner that you mentioned there, KGB, rest in peace. And that resonated, so, you know, that was the name.
Deep. That's deep, though. You know, that's deep. And, you know, you can hear it in his music, too. Like when I tell you, like, you know, if you a thinker and you like that raw hip-hop, that real hip-hop, that you know, open your conscious rap, God, listen to St. Ivan the Terrible. God, you got to support him. Go to YouTube, go to Spotify, anywhere you can find his music, just listen to him, man, because he's deep. And I appreciate him, you know, not only because he's from the X, but more so, you know, he's a Puerto Rican, and he coming with that shit, you know what I'm saying? To open your eyes, open your mind. Yeah, for sure, man.
On that note, we got to hear something now. E, where you at?
Right here, man. We got to hit him with this joint here called Right By Your Side.
Yeah, let it rip.
Already,
let's
man.
Go.
Anybody want
to be on
916-531-9596? We got St. Ivan the Terrible in the building. Let's go.
I live this. For real, for real. Ask about it. I am terrible.
Medieval slang.
Uh-huh. Are you ready for the horror? Haunting your soul drama. No peace calling for Dalai Lama to quench the drama. I'm in go mode, you see me fully activated. My apologies to all those who waited, anticipated. For the true gospel, the good news and nothing fabricated. Those who plagiarize words quickly eradicated. Amputated, decapitated, or more hostile for speaking against the son and the apostle. That's probably over their heads and won't get it. Especially if that's within them of Holy Spirit. You should fear it and should all be ashamed. Especially if manifesting, claiming his name, not me flame. Things strange, they get stranger, entering times of danger. Boiling point is almost close to God's anger. You ready for it? Are you prepare for what's really coming, cause it won't be your mouth or your legs to start running. When the time comes and he busts out the sky, I pray to be in the air right by your side. When it's all done and you meet your demise, I pray to be in the air right by your side. When the time comes and he busts out the sky, I pray to be in the air right by your side. When it's all done and you meet your demise, I pray to be in the air right by your side. Are you ready for the terror? Are you can't run and hide or escape it? Look in the mirror, huh? You see yourself clearer? Are you purified or set to die? You been baptized and cleansed inside or still filled with lies? Make a decision with the side you set to choose. Will it turn out joyous or a lady sings the blues? Death is real, so is eternity. Would you rather be whole or play with infirmity? You just don't get it. My job to give the warning, that's because I know better. Why their job to manipulate, cause they so bitter. Craving company cause miserable. Some even know the penalty is pain critical. Still push the ritual, what evil people do. Righteous only few. This world get rid of it, world to come is limited. You won't make it if you found a dress naked. You confront for the public with the king, you can't fake it. When the time comes and he busts out the sky, I pray to be in the air right by your side. When it's all done and you meet your demise, I pray to be in the air right by your side. When the time comes and he busts out the sky, I pray to be in the air right by your side. When it's all done and you meet your demise, I pray to be in the air right by your side.
Thank you. wake up in the mornings, all praises to the highest. All powerful, all merciful, great highness. The omnipotent, the omnipresent, all knowing. With whom's all majesty, all glory and wisdom. Chosen one of his children, a blessing and a privilege. As long as I'm living, goes to make it to his building. Renewed in his image, not present in this earthy. But changed in a twinkle, hope that I'm found worthy. Approved cause I study your word and me dwells richly. Bringing every thought and obedience that's filthy. You been should've killed me, and that's why I glorify. Lighting to put you in song to testify. Give honor to your existence. Mighty wonderful counselor. The first and the last. There's nothing that will come after. He that has ears and can hear, then listen closely. God first and everything else you will gain surely. God, family, music in that order. Nothing else matters to me. It's God first and then my family, then music. And that's the way you always will be. God, family, music in that order. Nothing else matters to me. It's God first and then my family and then music. And that's the way you always will be. Yeah, I'm thankful for my bride and my line and all my offspring. Family that I have and I love and cherish dearly. Help me keep focused, dedicated, devoted. Eyes all on me, adoring and half hoping. But fuse me to keep going. Got a lot that I owe him. To leave him all set if I pass it's something golden. Kings and queens integrity, proud is how I mold them. A joy inside with pride to see them do just as I told them. Dignity, honorable, don't follow what others do. Princesses follow examples of what their mother do. Soulmate perfection at best, she's my reflection. Praying that we'll share the same flight in the ascension. A help meet and never met better, down to the letter. Ups and downs, hell and back, still Lord together. He that has ears that can hear, then listen closely. Family after God and watch the results surely. God, family, music in that order. Nothing else matters to me. It's God first and then my family, then music. And that's the way you always will be. God, family, music in that order. Nothing else matters to me. It's God first and then my family and then music. And that's the way you always will be. Yeah. The music that's adoring escape and brings therapy. Doing what I love with a passion to leave a legacy. Beats feel the bassline, instruments bring solace. Words placed strategically on them, now pay homage. I'm an MC, lyrical war chief and combatant. Many try to follow but can't match the pattern. My mind goes places, dimensions the music takes me. Uniqueness with powers the heavenly one made me. I see A sharp, B minors from the conductor. Construct lines to polarize minds and change your thinking. Each verse I vibrate levels out of this realm. And baptize the thoughts of the foolish caught in a spell. It's a tool, some use it for good, others for wickedness. And that's the clear reason I stress, know the differences. He who has ears that can hear, then let him listen close. God, family, music, that order is what I boast. God, family, music, in that order. Nothing else matters to me. It's God first and then my family, then music. And that's the way you always will be. God, family, music, in that order. Nothing else matters to me. It's God first and then my family, and then music.
That's the way you always will be. Yeah. Well, Schoolboy Radio, live from the Matrix. That's that hardcore shit I'm talking about right there. Real shit from the heart.
Yeah.
I like the title of it too, man. God, family, music. You know what I'm saying? Because it puts the perspective.
It's a real song. Real song.
Yeah, if you ever build with St. Ivan, you know, you build with him, you know that it's not a gimmick. This is what he lives by. Like, you hear it when he speaks to you, when he's talking to you. Like, it's not just for music. Like, you know, you got rappers that talk all the biblical and all that, but they're going off eating that pork chop and all that shit, you know? And like he's the total opposite of that. Like what you hear on record is the same person you're gonna hear out the booth. Is the same person. You know what I mean? It's not fabrication. You know, that's what I like the most. You know, word.
I appreciate that, family, for real. I appreciate that, man. I mean, that's That's the only way to live, man. You got to be, you know, you got to keep it 100, you know, got to keep it official, real, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, the best thing is
you got to walk
it.
If you talk it, you
got to
walk
it. You know, you keep it official with yourself, and that's the biggest thing, you know? Like I said, a lot of people talk it, but they're not official within themselves when they talking it, you know what I mean?
Because mm-hmm.
over here, they saying this over here, but then, you know, they over there with, you know, with the prostitute or something. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Totally opposite of what they portray, you know. And like I said, when I build with you, I get the same person. So when I listen to the music, it just connects you even more. You know what I'm saying?
That's the music. I mean, that's the only way to be.
We got some new music coming out. What you working on right now, girl?
Well, right now I got a project out with my fam Don Street. Shout out to Don. We got a project out right now called Terrible Streets. That's available everywhere. You can get it. You can get it on the website, www.iamterrible.life. That's www.iamterrible.life. You can purchase it there, or you can, you know, get it on every digital platform. It's available. 12 songs. Got multiple producers on it. But, yeah, that's the latest joint that's out. And I'm working on a next solo joint right now. You know, hopefully to be released sometime this month, called Escape from New York. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, man. She was, see, you got me open now, man. Let me hear some more, man, on this Saturday night, E. What the fuck was good?
Well, we got some more heat from it, man. I'm going to hit him with this joint called The Elevate. We're going to follow with another joint here, then we're going to come back and build. Anybody want to hit the line? 516-531-9596. Let's get it, man.
Let's go, man. Saturday night.
Elevate. Rise. Elevate.
My heart yearns to travel galaxy. While in the physical, I'm striving for the mastery. Achieve levels, no devil surpassing me. No more hindering or coming after me. Immune to all the blasphemy. In tune with his royal majesty, who covers like a canopy. Doctrine and the gospel maintains my sanity. Otherwise fashioning greens or beige tapestry. A buried dust to dust where most of the great rappers be. Still here and blessed breath of me. Though many wish death for me. Protected by the unseen, angelic guarded heavily. Thoughts are constant heavenly. Passion to be celestial. While most mortals bake fries similar to vegetables. Of the multitudes, only a residue scars awoken.
Wait,
majority of destroyed and damaged goods is broken. Here's some good news, I hope these words resonate. And let them settle in your mind so that you can elevate.
Let's gotta rise, shine. Constant elevation, working on the mind. Gotta rise, shine. Constant elevation, working on the mind. Gotta rise, shine. Constant elevation, working on the mind, gotta rise, shine. Constant elevation, working on the mind.
In the evening meditations, get praise with appreciation. To have on the weaponry, the battle combat station. Roam to and fro, seeking to devour prey. If you weak before you sleep and lay, better kneel and pray. It's a war and a battle for the light in you. Like you never heard this before, let me enlighten you. You see the wiles and stratagems is to frighten you. But petition the Almighty to put the fight in you. Ask him for strength and courage and to show you good favor. But in order to be greater, gotta change the old behavior. Self-reflection, analyze your path and direction.
Watch.
Utilize your third vision, maneuver with wise decision. Be observing, watch evils increase tremendous. And the judgment that's reserved, incredible, so horrendous. But there's good news, I hope you heard me close and it resonates. And let it settle in your mental so that you can elevate.
Gotta rise, shine. Constant elevation, working on the mind. Gotta rise, shine. Constant elevation, working on the mind. Gotta rise, shine. Constant elevation, working on the mind. Gotta rise, shine. Constant elevation, working on the mind.
Yeah.
new slam music, stupid.
Less than a human is what they treat us like. Mission abort us just like a fetus like. Reekins are black, though some are features light. And some forget their background and stand down. See my brothers hunted, killed unjustified. Say that strength in numbers, but murderers with genocide. Make us fight each other, so we never unify. Elders can't live safe, walk around terrified. Value each other, we act like we worthless. Instead of a blessing, we only suffer curses. Funeral gatherings took away in hearses, and bozos enjoy it, to them it's like a circus. Main stage strictly for clout when niggas speak out. Couple months after cool down, take another route. Only when it's best for a look at their convenience, they really don't mean it, so go and eat a piece. What are we worth if it ain't the cops, it's the ops trying to make our heartbeat stop? So what are we worth? Everywhere we turn there's hate. Will it change or is just too late? So what are we worth if it ain't the cops, it's the ops trying to make our heartbeat stop? So what are we worth? Everywhere we turn there's hate. Will it change or is just too late? So what are we worth? Right to bear weapons? Not in our section. Not even with a license, threat level heightened. Assassinate unarmed, not a good sighting. Reports about the matter, not to my liking. Never the victim, always the perpetrator. Even if seeking peace, call the instigator. Troublemaker, never do right, always in the wrong. Protest, no justice, no peace, same fucking song. Give us you demands and so quickly your peace. Couple months later, right back on our knees. Begging please, watching bodies drop like a plague disease. Top scene, trigger squeeze, never once said freeze. It's almost like a sport, get us through the kill. With a badge and a gun, blood spill at will. Let's make it understood, though some are from the hood. If they ain't standing up for injustice, they're no good. What are we worth if it ain't the cops, it's the ops trying to make our heartbeat stop? So what are we worth? Everywhere we turn there's hate. Will it change or is just too late? So what are we worth if it ain't the cops, it's the ops trying to make our heartbeat stop? So what are we worth? Everywhere we turn there's hate. Will it change or is just too late? So what are we worth?
Yeah. Schoolboy Radio live from the Matrix. St. Ivan the Terrible. I like that joint I like that joint right there, man. Like Connor said, you make a nigga want to think, you know. Make a nigga think about shit. Deep joint. Word.
Yeah, definitely deep, man. Nah, like
thank
I said,
guys,
man.
Guys, hold on 1 second. I think we have a 646 caller from Manhattan on the line.
Hello?
646, you on?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we hear you.
Okay, yeah. This is El Rey, Tito El Rey. I was calling, you know, I know St. Ivan for over 20 years. We've been good friends. I have history with the brother where he used to go perform when he was part of the other stuff he was talking about with the group. Yo, he used to shut the shows down, man. When he used to go to different shows and everything, talent shows, man, he used to shut them shows down. And he kept working at his craft, man. So I definitely, you know, he's a friend, a brother of mine. And he kept doing his thing, man. You know, I definitely appreciate him, his music, and everything like that.
You know, salute, brother.
What's good, bro? What's good, St. Ives?
Salute, fam. Appreciate that.
Man. Yeah, definitely, man. I was there when he started doing this thing heavy. I was right there, you know what I'm saying, in the crowd and everything, and checking out the people's reactions and the crowd and everything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right here listening to him, so that's powerful, you know what I'm saying? You're still right there with him, you know?
Yes, sir. Like I said, he's family, for real, yeah. Definitely, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I look forward to the new album coming out.
Appreciate that.
He's from New York.
Definitely got that music make me think, you know what I'm saying? The production is definitely different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love your production, your beat selection. You produced half of those joints. You produced those, or?
Well, the first four, yeah, yeah, I played. I produced all four of them joints.
Well, that's crazy. That's crazy. What you like to make beats on? What you fucking with your instruments?
Right now I use I got an MPD 226 on the Kai, you know, just for the MIDI purposes, trigger, you know, for Fruity Loops. I rock with that. I'm familiar with the MPC 2000 XL. Haven't used that in a minute, but, you know, I'm familiar with it. I know how to get busy with it. Came up around the ASR-10. As a matter of fact, I think my man F. Boom produced some stuff for y'all before, for Schoolball, for you and your other teammates.
Boom,
my man F. Boom from Bushwick.
I'm not quite sure. Me, you know what I'm saying? We fuck with a lot of underground niggas with that heat. And if he had heat, we definitely got something from him. We got heat. But yeah, that ASR ain't no joke.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, man, I know you probably got a few questions. You got a few questions for the guy. I got one more question though. As far as like, I know you're a deep thinking shit. So, what's your thoughts on this whole COVID shit and how's it going now? And what the hell you did over these 2 years we went through this shit?
Well, you know, I don't want to get y'all banned. But okay. All right. So, I mean, you know, the fact is there is something, right? Like there is something that's getting people sick, but it's nowhere to the magnitude that they're, you know, saying it is and broadcasting it on the news and things of that nature. Anybody
are you saying now or are you saying the whole thing?
No, overall, it's definitely not to the magnitude that, you know, they're propagating it to be. It's not to that magnitude. People have died from it, absolutely, but you look at the statistics and you look at the cases, it's everybody that's had underlying issues. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't nobody that was just totally healthy without any underlying issues, whether it was diabetes, asthma, some type of respiratory problems or other issues, you know, as far as, you know, other organs, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's all problem, reaction, solution. You know, they present the problem. They want to see the people's reaction, and then they present a solution. So there's an overall agenda and an overall goal that they want to accomplish behind this. You know what I mean? So just pay attention. That's all. Pay attention to the signs and follow the money, as they say. You know?
So let me see. Let me make it clear. Let me see if I'm clear what you're saying. You don't fucking believe nothing they're saying.
I give it to you like this. It's an old wise saying my father always taught me, and he always said to me, should I say, and it's believe none of what you see and believe none of what you hear and half of what you see. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, there are pieces of it that may be true, but for the most part, if we did percentages, I would say about 5% is true, and the other 95% is fabricated as lies.
So was you a masker or anti-masker? What was you? What are you right now? You with the mask shit, or you was never with that mask shit?
Nah, I never was with it. I mean, let's be honest. Like, in order for you to go into certain places to be able to shop and to be able to, you know, maneuver and function, you got to follow whatever it is that's being said. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, walking in the street with that, never. As far as, like, driving in my car alone with it on, never. You know what I'm saying? But in order for me to go into the store and I got to get some groceries and the requirement is for you to have a mask on, then how else are you going to shop unless you put the mask on real quick? So,
I know the requirements, you know, but was you feeling that? Did you think that was the right thing to do?
No, because I mean, anybody was making masks. you know, people making fashionable masks. That's not anything that's blocking a real quote unquote virus, if it was a virus. You know what I'm saying? People making masks out of damn silk, out of damn denim, out of cotton. Like, how is that blocking anything that's actually life or death threatening? You know what I'm saying? So, nah, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. I just want to know what with a great mind like yours thought about the situation. It's real, because, you know, they telling everybody now, you know, if you take it off, it's no problem. And I don't know, man, you know. I just keep my shit on for good luck.
They're not really following health requirements. They following what the bag is showing. That's all these officials are
doing. You know me, Poet. I was, you know, I'm heavy on the mask, but I also had COVID. You know, I did test positive for that shit. And I just had to, you know, had to fight it. You know, I wasn't bad like a lot of people was bad. You know, I'll never talk about it, but, you know, it did catch me. You know what I mean? I went to see one of my relatives. He was up from Florida. Boom, just like that. Just like that, boom. A couple of days later, she got all these feelings. Like, what the fuck is this? You know? And boom, I had it, you know? So, I know the Bronx was a hot
spot. Like I said, I mean, again, I'm not saying that there's nothing going on, but it's not to the magnitude that they're saying it is. I mean, if you research and you look for yourself, you see what coronavirus is. It's a common cold. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys watched it, but if you haven't, I would suggest you do before they take it off. It's a documentary called Watch the Water. Definite good documentary to watch and very informative. So if you had the opportunity to check it out. It's like 45 minutes. And you'll be surprised at the information in it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Got to be on point. Scootball Radio, keep y'all niggas on point. Out there, shit. But where it's a Saturday night, I want to get back into some more motherfucking music, E.
Best believe, you know I'm on it, man. So, going to hit it with that medieval slang.
St. Ivan the Terrible, life, man. So it's our. It's his turn. Let's go.
Let's go.
I am terrible. All praise to the Holy Father and the Great King for what I bring.
We in a dark place, seems impossible to escape. That's why the attitude of many is completely go away. You can't blame them though, just look around. Conditions that we live in, it's similar to prison. What future can you envision if constantly poking nothing? Never amount to nothing, environment disgusting. Spirit of filth everywhere, smell of fear in the air. Heart of stone, they don't care. It's your fault that you forever be cursed. Cause you passed on your birthright, cause we're dying of thirst. Your condition's great now, but your fate is the worst. And watch us gather back as one from where we once was dispersed. The rule govern the earth, children of the light, rising up against evil doers, sin pursuers, shunned us to the soul, we'll never meet his majesty. The land of the serpent, where we dwelling, raising, grooming, selling, surrounded by tattlers, backbiters and storytellers. Men gossiping, Donovan turns jostling, protected by executive orders, so can't slaughter them. Physically, not that way, I'll do so lyrically, until it's time to meet the Messiah, then done spiritually. Can't get ahead of me, fielded by the epitome. Head set around me, cause Satan looking to kill me. It's almost over though. Little season shortly closing, then reign of the righteous and wicked decomposing. Babylon fake corrosion, bodies left decomposing. Only thing coming is fire, ain't nothing frozen. Global warming, diabolical schemes, hide the chosen. Crappy council jumping their place, fronting and posing. All you view is poison, slander against your brother. Father couldn't see you cause the message was the mother. Elder served the younger, then the roles would reverse. And the time almost over, then erased from the earth.
I am
terrible.
Blundercover. Sismograph.
The wall's closing in. You can feel it getting slim. Atmosphere thick with chaos. Drawing closer to the end. Terrorists and loved ones, family and friends and near kin. Won't too many make it. Survival the race in. Keep your head up, raise your chin before your eyes shut dim. Ain't a chance you have to win before it even begins. I teach vigilance. Just cause you pack and don't make you militant. War is a foreign world and most of you tourists and immigrants. Squeeze under pressure when really time for engagement. Beef against each other, the only time arms are raised. I got a question. You still ain't learning lessons built from those of same profession. End result, the dirt of self and years stressing. Family have to come to a halt, stuck in suspension. Children lose a guardian, pulled in the wrong direction. Get your minds right. They say 2020 is hindsight. Look at all of those who got ruined because of limelight. To be the one, it don't matter how we get done. Nothing earthly lasts forever, laugh now and have fun. There's a moment soon come when this world be all done. You may think it's crazy now, it ain't even really begun. Deserve to be the one, it don't matter how we get done. Nothing earthly lasts forever, laugh now and have fun. There's a moment soon to come when this world be all done. You may think it's crazy now, it ain't even really begun. Pain is an addiction, the craving to get attention. Everything opposite, arrogant, pride, synonymous. Aura filthy, you feel the perversion, the vibe devilish. And many are not, as they say, hella embellished. To be looked at a certain way. Light, everything they say is the end and be all way. Please, no opinions, cause now it's about your truth. Which means that you only acknowledge what you view. That's extremely pompous. You scream change and feel toxic. And how can it come when you hook some fights and gossip? I, D, T, and Z and all of the alphabet. You dictate to us what we see, program and brainwash. That's why everything that they want for someone else got. Not only just material, you lust for the top spot. Get your heart right. They say 2020 is hindsight. Look at all of those who got ruined because of limelight. To be the one, they don't matter how we get done. Nothing earthly lasts forever, laugh now and have fun. There's a moment soon come when this world be all done. You may think it's crazy now, it ain't even really begun. Deserves to be the one, it don't matter how we get done. Nothing earthly lasts forever, laugh now and have fun. There's a moment soon to come when this world be all done. You may think it's crazy now, it ain't even really begun.
Yeah.
Talking about kid. St. Ivan the Terrible, man. Real shit, man. Gutter shit, man. You know, we're going to hear this type of shit on Schoolboy Radio, man. Nothing but that type of shit.
Yeah, that last joint, Limelight, was produced by my people out in Paris. Sismograph, L Undercover, salute to them. And the one before that that you played, Medieval Slang, was produced by my man Kick out from the West Coast, California. Salute the Kick. Word up.
Yeah, your style is like dope. Your style is like fucking dangerous. You know, you like, I know you on some battle rap shit, but at the same time, you on some eye-opening shit too. It's like, it's like niggas don't want to fuck with you. I could see niggas can't fuck with you on certain your level of shit. I can see the type of shit.
All glory to God, man. All glory to God. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, I see. I recognize, man. I recognize true spitters, man, for real.
Appreciate that.
Praise be the Most High.
I got a
man.
Question
and
for you, though.
Indeed.
My question is, you know, you're in the Bronx right now, right? So how you feel about the drill scene and music out there? Because I know it's got the BX on the hole right now. Like, Sister, but how do you feel about it?
You know, it is. Kids are trying to express themselves no different from how we was trying to express ourselves, you know, at those early ages. You know what I'm saying? The only difference now is that it seems like is a heavy influence of more negative than it was when we was coming up. See, when we was coming up, it was balanced. You know what I'm saying? There was balance in music. So even, and it's funny, I was talking about this not too long ago with another homie of mine in regards to the balance. As a matter of fact, with Don Street, we was talking about this with the balance. So you had that element of, you know, the gangster stuff, the gutter stuff, the street stuff, but you had the element, too, of, you know, just straight lyrical stuff, and you had the element of, you know, consciousness. So, like, let's look at the early 90s. You had Brand Nubian. You had X-Clan. You had these type of groups, Public Enemy. You had these type of groups, but you also had G-Rap. You had this type of element, too. But even with an element of street like G-Rap, he was still able to diversify himself and do songs like Erase the Racism or Don't Curse. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it was
we were saying shit, you know, in a gangster way, you know, just being braggadocious, you know what I'm saying? Braggadocious, you know what I'm
right.
saying? And just saying outlandish, crazy shit like I'll throw you off the roof and knock you to the moon or, you know, some crazy shit like that, you know? These motherfuckers,
mm-hmm.
talking about, they want to really kill each other. I never wanted to kill no rapper back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to murder a motherfucker. These motherfuckers are talking
right.
about really killing each other or somebody that
And it's
killed.
Actually being used against them. You know, they don't realize it is actually being used against them whenever they do engage in whatever it is that they're talking about. Is being used against them in the court of law. You know what I'm saying? So they taking that in as evidence, and it's messing them up. So you can no longer hide behind the curtain of so-called artistry, and it's just music, because you're actually living out what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? And that's the sad part, because I'm looking at dudes that's elders that's supposed to be of an age to give direction and to give some type of insight, knowing the road that leads to. But it's like dudes from our generation, they turn a blind eye to it, because what I'm looking at and my perspective of it is like the enemy gave our youth the opportunity to make money and to get paid off of the music, whereas opposed in our generation, that was slim and far and in between. Now, the young kids, they're able to make a living and to really cake off of the music. So here you are as an older dude in your 40s or whatever, trying to tell a youngin', yo, you got to slow down. They looking at you like, yo, dog, you ain't making no money. You can't tell me nothing. So they think godly is the game. They think success is what matters. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're not successful, you can't give me or offer me no type of opinion. You know what I mean? So... And again, for me, I'm looking at it, and that's all by design. You know what I'm saying? It's not by accident or quote-unquote coincidence. It's by design. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's where I'm at with it. I'm not, aside from the messages and stuff like that, I'm not going to quote-unquote, you know, down them, because this is, you know, it's a new era. It's a new generation. You know what I mean? And this is how they're expressing themselves as their form of quote-unquote hip-hop. But unfortunately, it just happens to be geared in the wrong direction. It's too much of it. There's no balance, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. Because, you know, right now, you know, I remember growing up in the X, and, you know, you know, you had a couple gangs here and there, you know. It wasn't until after 93 that you started seeing, you know, the red shirts around and all that. But now it's like oversaturated. Every project, every block, every corner is dealing with that. And that's all you hear coming out of the X is that drill. Like, you don't really hear the OGs like Showbiz and them dropping new records. And you might if you dig for it, but, you know, anytime I listen to what's going on in the Bronx music-wise, this is what I get. You know what I mean? This is what pops up. You know, I don't want to say names because, you know, I'm not really into it. I don't really support it. You know, it's just, it's not.
Well, you know,
me.
Like
it's
the old saying goes, controversy sells. So, you know, death sells. You know what I'm saying? Death sells. Tragedy sells. You know what I'm saying? Like the people that's actually funding these kids and actually giving them opportunity to make money and you know, opening up doors for them to do shows where they can actually make money off of what they're doing, they don't care if anybody lives or dies, man. Because just as soon as one dies, there's another 5 or 10 rappers that come up that they'll give an opportunity to. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's unfortunate. It's sad, but, you know, it is what it is.
That's for sure.
You know, we just, the ones of us that know better, we really have to do better, and doing better is in action. It's not in talking. A lot of people talk. You got to give action. You know?
You got any questions for St. Ivan? Oh, what, he fell asleep over there?
Oh, shit. E. Yes, St. Ivan, man. You got partners. This is a Screwball
Radio.
It's
all good, man. It's all good.
You know what I'm saying? He probably somewhere.
He fell asleep.
Yo, I'm right here. Yeah, I got a little, my connection got lost a little bit. I'm back. What's good?
You got any questions for St. Ivan?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, man, like, what is the importance behind having a solid team behind you to thrive in this business?
I ain't hear you, bro. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, I was going to ask, man, what is the importance behind having a solid team behind you?
What's the importance
of having a solid team behind you? Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it can help you a lot, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody got to be like-minded, you know what I'm saying? We can't advance and we can't grow if I'm trying to go left and you trying to go right, or vice versa. I'm trying to go right and you trying to go left, you know what I mean? A good team behind you would definitely allow you to advance if everybody understands the mission. You know what I mean? If everybody understands the mission, then we could grow. If egos are put aside and, you know, pride and, you know, the false pride that is put aside and the arrogance and everything, the understanding of once one breaks the door open, then we all in. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, it's not like that. You know what I mean? There's a lot of teams that they see somebody is in the forefront and they getting the quote-unquote attention, and they see the things opening up for them. They don't realize that if that person opens up the door, then we all have an opportunity to storm in. Sometimes, you know, most cases you have stories where that is the case, and that's the factor. And then there's other stories where, well, more stories of not happening. You know what I'm saying? There's more stories of it not happening because of, you know, the interference of these negative elements, you know, pride and ego.
There's
and,
a lot of bitch-ass niggas, man. Go truth, man. There's a lot of bitch-ass niggas doing bitch-ass moves. No?
Yeah, I mean, I'll let you call it. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
And all that shit. Everybody
wants
to be the superstar instead of just being patient.
Mm-hmm. And the unfortunate side of it too is that it's unfortunate and it's also fortunate. The unfortunate side is when you know a person might want to be able to, they actually want to do it with people they came up with or their team that's been around them. Right? That's the unfortunate side. But the fortunate side is that you wind up making connects with people that you never met before that genuinely love you and love what you do. And they
that's the bottom line, man. Trying to make money, make friends, man.
Yeah.
Fuck up a nigga, man. You don't like me? Fuck you. I've known you since we was kids. You don't like me? You the biggest asshole. Fuck out of here. That's just some pure hate shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Them niggas, y'all niggas can stay mad. I'm not even trying to make y'all niggas see, yo, it goes this way. And fuck y'all niggas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely got to
Hey, I was gonna say this before we roll out, man. I wanna ask you guys this question here, man. All y'all, like, what do y'all think about Tyson duffing that nigga on the plane, man?
I mean, he stepped over the line.
I don't know the full story behind it, but Tyson is a
monster.
Is a skilled professional. Is a skilled professional, and he's disciplined. This is not Tyson in his youth. This is a more grounded, settled, and he burns. You know what I'm saying? He burns, so his mind is a lot more at ease and relaxed. So in order for him to get to that level, somebody had to cross the line severely. You know what I mean? At the end of the day,
somebody tries to beat somebody.
You know, he's a man. You know what I'm saying? So
get away.
You gotta leave Mike alone, yo. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you know, he was fucking with him the whole time. You know, he was fucking with him the whole time, and then he threw a bottle of water.
He made a dick with Tyke. It made him look at.
I don't think so. Because that he was my Tyke, he would lose that money and go get food. The fuck out of
I don't know what we listening to, what we hear right now.
Can't always
Screwball Radio Live for the Matrix. About to wrap this up. St. Ivan the Terrible, man, thank you for coming through, homie, for real.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the hospitality, man. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. Much love to y'all. Success for everything, man. Appreciate it.
Keep dropping that heat, man. We listening, you know?
I appreciate it. And comment, yo, thank you again, my brother, for inviting me out on that joint. Yeah, that joint is slapping, man. Me, you, and Indigo, that joint is, the whole project is banging. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't expecting, you know, the reception with that particular song. Definitely.
Yeah. You,
if I could shout a couple people out real quick, man, I want to shout out, first and foremost, you know, all glory to the Most High God, man. In the name of the Holy Son, always give the honor and the praise, man, where it goes. Definitely, DJ One Shot Deal, the Most Hated Blend DJ, period. That's my brother, my partner in Medieval Slang, my engineer. If y'all need that work, follow him. Check him out on Instagram, DJ One Shot Deal. Shout out everybody from around the way. That's still present, that's not there, the fallen, everybody that is not around anymore, RIP, rest in peace. Salute Big Nair, RIP, man, KGB Mob. Yeah,
sure.
Happy birthday to my fan Rhino, man. You know what I mean? Rhino KGB, happy birthday to him, man. And
to
everybody
that's
tuning in and tapping in tonight, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
That's official.
All right.
We about to sign up out of here. Big salute to you, man. Keep doing your thing. I'm following you on the gram, too. So we're going to keep, you know what I'm saying, promoting you.
Yeah, one more thing.
I appreciate it, man.
It's National Record Store Day. Go out, support your artists, man. Go out, cop their album, man. Stop streaming their shit. Go buy that shit. Go get that physical. Add it to your collection. I'm going to stand by this till I drop, man.
Shout out my man Mike Hands, too, man. Go get that project, Golden Era Timeless.
Yeah.
I'm on that joint with him. I got two songs with him produced by Sismograph. Shout out Don Street. We got the project out right now, Terrible Streets. Yeah, man. Escape from New York coming soon. Shout out Theme Music.
Nice, nice.
Already.
All right, family. Thank you for having me, man.
Word.
No doubt. Animal Gang.
Animal Gang. Salute to the whole Animal Gang. No doubt.
All right, y'all. Till next week.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Peace.
Big Man. R.I.P.
Tommy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how we leaving off. You got something to leave off with, E? Or what's the deal?
You got a song, E? He done fell asleep twice already. Yo, E, you there? Yo, E. We out of here. Schoolboy Radio. Until next week.